Top four, top of the order here in Cold Spring. It reads Taylor Foray as Reed Funnenstein's first offering to Taylor on the corner for a strike. Randy, this guy has been good through three.
Yep, you bet like dynamite so far.
Second offering is bounced up to DJ Krohn. Foray lays off, evens our count up at 1-1. 1-2-3 in the first, second, and third for the big Lux righty. Gets a fresh pearl. Gets a sign from Krohn. He rocks and fires his 1-1 offering. That is hit in the air to right center field. Hanging up a bit. Eiton over. He dives. He won't get it. Foray's got extra bases. He will stop at second base with a leadoff double. That right fielder, is JT Heron. He went back hard on the play. But Randy, he just couldn't get there as the first hit for the Flames puts a man in scoring position.
Yeah, there's just too much turf out there to cover and put in a perfect spot for Taylor Foray. He legged it out for a double. He picked up Dale Schrader around second, and boy, they got the ball in quickly. I think that relay came from center fielder Luke Heron.
Yeah, Luke Heron getting over and getting it into shortstop Ethan Fruth quickly. So now you get red-hot Isaac Ned into the batter's box, the tying run in scoring position. Funnenstein set. Right-hander's first offering is Isaac Drake bunt attempt. He comes up empty. Nick Burscheid says he offered, and it is strike one on Isaac.
You think he was trying to push it down the third baseline or anywhere there?
Because
third baseman basically has got a hold here.
Yeah, he's staying put there, yeah, so it's Funnenstein's got the left side of the infield.
Right.
I'd say that's exactly what Isaac was up to. Fruth keeping the runner Foray as close as possible. No bunt attempt here as Nett fouls it into the netting. And it is 0-2. So Isaac's looking for another avenue to advance Cody Foray to at least third base.
He had a good swing. Good swing on 0-1. And now he's in a hole. Got to work himself out of it.
That Navratil, Randy, they just got pretty swings.
They do.
Something about those lefties. You know me, I like the left-handed three-point shot, and I like the left-handed swing. Funnenstein's 0-2. That runs inside on Nett, who's standing right on right on top of the plate, like we alluded to earlier. It didn't even look like
really close to his right shoulder, though.
Also close to a corner on the zone right there.
Yeah,
got that elbow guard almost hanging into the strike zone as Funnenstein's 1-2 pitch, missing outside. Now 2-2. Nett to be followed by Navratil and Foray for farming in the fourth. They're looking to equalize. Difference in the ball game. Solo home run to lead off the second for Josh Lanko. Funnenstein set, checks Foray at second, checks him again. 2-2 offering. Did he go? He did not, says Tim Pratt, and that'll fill the count up at 3-2. Funnenstein with a couple size 14 steps towards home plate, thinking might have had one there. Good at
really
bat for
close.
Isaac. Bet it was. Good at bat for Isaac Nett right here. Funnenstein set at the chin. Payoff pitch. That's fouled away. Nett stays in there tough. We'll do the 3-2 over again. Taylor Foray at second base. He doubled to lead off this, the farming top of the fourth. Funnenstein from the set gets the sign from Krohn. Big right-hander checks Foray. He'll come home. Payoff pitch. That is hit in the air to right field. Heron right on it. He will make the catch. Foray tagging. He'll go all the way. Cut off by Fruth and ahead for a slide safely at third base for Taylor Foray. So Isaac Nett hit it hard, and he got him over. Came up, with getting out, but he did his job, Randy.
Yeah, it was a good at-bat. Made Reed Funnenstein work a little bit on that at-bat. Well, you look at how quick Harn got that ball into the infield and Taylor Foray tagging. The relay came to Ethan Fruth. Gosh, had he thrown it, that still would have been really close,
you
Kirby.
You think so? Oh. Corey Wentz is going to elect to play the infield back. Well, now we see Connor Clark kind of at medium depth. Middle infielder Ethan Fruth, the shortstop, he's at about medium depth as well as the first pitch to the big lefty Ethan Navratil, missing up and away. It was a strikeout for Funnenstein against Navratil the first time these two powers met. Machinsky even with the bag at third, as is Orth at third. Machinsky's at first. The 1-0 pitch in there for a strike to even it up at 1-1. 1-0 in favor of Lux. Farming trying to push it even. Funnenstein gets the sign from Krohn. Foray from third. As the 1-1 pitch, little handle job right there that it gets punched foul by Navratil.
Boy, that was right in. That couldn't have missed his hands on the bat by much.
How's the bat still there? How's it still say Max bat?
Right. Pick? Yeah.
1-2 the count. Funnenstein would love a punch out. Big right-hander's ready. His 1-2 to Navratil is missing up and away. Evens us up at 2-2.
That equalizer over at third. Luxembourg leading 1-0 here in the top of the fourth. Foray just 90 feet away.
Deep in center field is Luke Harn. JT Heron, pretty straight up and right. 2-2 to Navratil. Funnenstein's pitch, fouled to the netting. And we stay put at 2-2. Left fielder Sam Eiten, he's pretty straight away in left as well. That middle infield still, what would you say, almost double play depth?
I would think so, yeah.
Double play depth right there. It's now Machinski backs up a tad at first base. As Funnenstein set, 2-2 to Navratil. 2-2 pitch, that's high for a ball. Now 3-2. Ethan not giving in, staying within himself, not chasing.
Kirby, here you get an idea what a base runner does to a pitcher. I mean, Reed Funnenstein cruised for those first three innings, not having anybody on the bases to worry about. Now has to work from the stretch, and it's a different game for him.
Payoff pitch to Navratil. That is skied. Is there a play? It looks like it's in the infield. Orth calling for it. Derek missed it. Overran the ball. So everybody's going to be safe. Tagging on the play and staying put back at the base was Taylor Foray. That thing was up there. Navratil might have brought some rain down with it. And Derek Orth just couldn't find it, so we go first and third.
Again, looking up in the air way too long. It's almost a ball that maybe the shortstop could have come in and called him off too, but that ball only landed like a foot or two from the pitching mound.
That's where you have some of those guys who want the ball on the mound and some who don't. So it goes down as a base hit because North wasn't even close to that thing. Wasn't off his glove by any means. So now it falls on Cody Foray's shoulder trying to get Taylor in from third. Navratil's aboard at first. Still just one away. As Funnenstein set. Long pause. Here he comes with his first offering. As that pitch popped up, foul. No chance for Machinski to get over to the Lux dugout that quickly. And it is strike one on Cody Foray, who bounced out to shortstop Ethan Fruth. His first and only time up.
Our next game, Kirby, scheduled for about 5 o'clock this afternoon. New Munich and Meyer Grove. That'll be our last game in our first round.
The North matchup of the weekend. Keep an eye on Taylor Foray right here, Randy. As Navratil his lead from first. Funnenstein set. Long pause. Here he comes. That pitch right. What? That pitch missing for a ball, excuse me.
One ball, one strike. Is that where they're at?
He didn't call it a strike, so that would mean it's a ball.
Wow.
1-1 the count. Funnenstein, he's set. Navratil at first. Taylor Foray at third. Cody Foray in the box. Farming trying to even it up as this pitch is lined down the first base line and a fair ball. Navratil was going with the pitch. Taylor Foray will score. Navratil trades spots, and it's first and third. Tie game at one on the RBI single for Cody Foray. He just snuck that down the right field line here in Cold Spring.
Yes, he did. Machinski with Navratil going on the play too, Kirby. That created a little bit of chaos there. Machinski pulled off and didn't have enough room there to make a play on it.
So we stay at first and third. Farming notches the scoreboard. Still just the one out. And lefty Brad Mergen into the batter's box. Machinski holding on Navratil there, getting off the bag and not being able to get back to the line as the first pitch from Funnenstein, missing low for a ball. You talked about base runners, Randy. When this guy's in the full windup, he is coming right at him, staying ahead.
Yeah.
Now from the stretch, fell behind on Navratil, fell behind on Foray. And net. So it's a different ball game right there. Big right-hander set. His 1-0 pitch on the corner to Mergen. Evens it up at 1-1. It's Navratil over at third now. Cody Ferrey at first. The batter, Brad Mergen. Tied at one here in Cold Spring. A little breeze into the Jack Bell press box. Inviting as the 1-1 offering. Swung through by Mergen as Ferrey's going to jog to second base. And he will end up there on what you'd have to say is a pass ball from DJ Krohn.
Right, it popped right out of his glove.
So Ferrey checks in at second, and now another run makes their way into scoring position. One and two the count. Funnenstein would have loved to strike out before. He'd do illegal stuff for one right now as the 1-2 pitch. That's popped up into the left field corner. A play for Eiten if he can get there. He makes the catch. Navratil's going to tag. Eiten's throw to the plate. Play at the plate and safe as Navratil slides in just in front of the tag. RBI sack fly for Brad Mergen. Farming leads 2-1. Good base running behind the play by Cody Ferrey. He ends up at third.
Boy, that's a play that Ethan Navratil's got to go head first there. Got to reach for the plate. DJ Krohn, he got the perfect throw from Sam Eiten, but it was a little to the backside of the plate, up the line, just maybe a little bit. And, yeah, Ethan scores second run.
In a region full of plays at the plate, we catch another one, Randall, as the dust settles and Braden Eichen to the batter's box. Funnenstein's first offering off-speed drops in there nicely on young Braden Eich. Two for the Flames here in the fourth, getting their first lead of the region. Funnenstein works from the set yet as his one-strike pitch is waved at by Braden. Having some issues with the hook right now. It's be interesting to see if Krohn goes right back to old number two. Funnenstein gets the sign from his catcher. Right-hander set. 0-2 offering came with a heater inside but missed. Moves our count to 1-2. We went double, fly out to right, single, RBI single, RBI sack fly. Flames push two across to take their lead. Funnenstein's 1-2 pitch. That is missing high for a ball. The guy didn't touch the curveball, Randy. What
no,
are you messing around with that heater for?
I
mean, who am I to tell Reed Funnenstein how to pitch? But 2-2 the count. Right-hander set. Rito comes home. 2-2 pitch. Yeesh, look at that. The whole Brewer team was on their way into the dugout. As that pitch missing, Luke Harn in center field was supposed to take 4 or 5 steps out there. Fills it up at 3-2. Right-hander ready. Payoff pitch to the Flame second baseman. That misses inside. And it is a walk issue to Braden Eich.
Boy, you think this inning alone, I mean, Reed Funnenstein's probably thrown more pitches than he has his first three innings, Kirby.
I mean, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Like, just the way he had that long at-bat with Nett. Navratil had a battle in there. That's his first walk of the afternoon. But full count to Nett, Navratil, and then the full count there to Braden Eich. And it falls on Tyler Schrader right now with runners at first and third. I can run a little bit at first. We'll have to keep an eye on him over there. There is still two down. At third remains Cody Ferrey. The Swinging Flames came back here in the fourth inning. As Funnenstein, after a brief visit from his catcher DJ Krohn, first offering to Schrader, that's missing outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Good crowd on hand here in Cold Spring. We've got two more teams to make their appearance yet. That's the beauty of the old 15C region. As Funnenstein quick throw over, as no tag applied by Machinsky on Eich. Braden slides back safely. 1-0 the count. Third base manager, Dale Schrader, flashing signs over there. Funnenstein picks over again, and again no tag from Machinsky. Mike's going to need a bath before his next game. 1-0, the count remains. Funnenstein will step off the back of the rubber, and it's been a long inning for the big boy out there, Randy. As you had mentioned, he cruised through three, and then you got some throwovers, you got some full counts. It's been on the mound for quite a while as the 2-0 pitch, or 1-0 pitch, excuse me, that's right in there to Schrader, evening it up at 1-1. Tyler taking a little stroll out of the box, Randy, probably thinking to himself, man alive, what am I waiting for with this guy? Trader struck out his first time up as another throw over, and Ike back safely again without a tag. Just letting Braden know that he hadn't forgot about him.
Yep.
One and one. Funnenstein, the sign from Krohn. The Lux righty. Long pause. Here he comes, his 1-1 pitch, missing down and away. Now 2-1. Should Tyler reach, eighth hitter and eighth man to bat this inning, Aaron Eink would bat. Started at the top this inning, did the Flames. 2-1 the count. Funnenstein set. There goes Eink. Swung on and missed by Schrader. Krohn's throw down to second is in time. Fruth hammering a tag on Braden Eink, and the Flames run into an out on the base pass, caught stealing on a strike right there from DJ Krohn. Boy, that thing had a little sizzle to it on the throwdown, Randy. That does it for Farming in the fourth, but what a fourth. They score two runs on three hits. There were no Luxembourg errors and a big runner left on third base. Scoreboard now reads, after 3.5, it is Farming 2, Luxembourg 1. On to the bottom of the fourth inning, coming up in 1 minute here on your home for Region 15C, KASM.
Planning your next big project? Contact Liberty Electric for all of your electric needs. We're a full-service 24-hour electrical contractor licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota. If you need commercial, residential, agricultural, restoration, maintenance, or emergency services, contact Liberty Electric at 320-548-3775. You can see some of our outstanding work we've done online at libertyelectricco.com. Best of luck to all the teams from Liberty Electric in Farming.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Bottom four, pitching with a lead now is Brad Mergen. And Randolph, just that mindset you get when you're down one, the other team's guys cruising, all of a sudden you're up one, you got to start cruising.
Yes, indeed. And Brad Mergen now, as a pitcher, got a just a little different mindset, although some pitchers are able to block out the scoreboard and just pitch. But you got to know in the back of your mind it's 2-1.
As the first offering, off-speed in there for a strike to Josh Lenko. He hit the home run to start the second inning. It was a first-pitch fastball that he took over the right field wall. One-strike pitch. Lenko following this towards the Lux dugout. Will Mergen a little deeper this time than he was last time out in right field. If you're Brad and you're Farming, you're thinking, let's get into that dugout and get Funnenstein back out on the mound as quick as possible. As the two-strike pitch, that's not going to do it. That'll hit Lenko on 0-2, right between the ones right there, as Lenko's aboard for the second time. Do you call it a board if you hit a home run? Who used to say that? Was that Gene Mock? Home runs a rally killer?
Yeah.
So man on, Sam Eiten to the plate. There was once upon a time, Randy, where this guy used to live like a block away over there, Sam Eiten.
Really?
Yeah. And he may still, as he squares and pulls back on the pitch missing outside on an off-speed. Chris Knaus, 2004 Recori graduate. He's thinking small ball right now, trying to get Lenko into scoring position, representing that tying run. Mergen set at the Farming script across his chest as Eiten pulls back again as that off-speed pitch missing high. Now 2-0.
I first met Sam Eiten probably in 2008 or 9. Him and his dad were fishing in a Richmond Heart of Lakes fishing tournament.
Okay.
And he had to play baseball that afternoon yet. So they quick weighed their fish, and Sam went to play for Luxembourg.
How'd you do?
I didn't. I was doing the weighing.
Oh, Sam, you were doing the weighing.
Sam, they were weighing in fish. So, okay. Yeah.
You don't weigh in bait, so he must have caught something as he looks at a strike right there. Pickoff attempt is back safely. I don't think Lanco read that move
very well, Randy.
Brad didn't even really give him a solid throw over to first. It was kind of just a show-me move. He comes with a heater across there. Lanco might be going back to the dugout. As the 2-0 pitch, Eiton squares. 2-1 pitch, excuse me, is bunted foul by Sam Eiton. And Sam in a bind right now at 2-2. I'll have to look for a different way to advance the runner, Josh Lanco. He'll be followed by Connor Clark and DJ Krohn for Lux here in the fourth inning. It's a 2-1 Farming lead. One in the second for Lux, two in the fourth for Farming. Left-hander Mergen set at the script again. His 2-2 pitch, that's bounced up there. Lanco with a hard step towards second base, then puts the brakes on, hustles back to first. 3-2 now. See if Chris Canales, well, he didn't even put any signs on, so I don't think that Lanco will be going right here. Payoff pitch coming to the Lux left fielder. That pitch hit on the ground towards first. Schrader, it's off his glove, but Ike Fields throws to second, and he threw it into short left field. As the ball goes into short left, Aaron Ike quickly over to retrieve it as Lanco slid in hard. No chance for him to get into third base as Ike tried getting that lead runner. Pretty sure he could have flipped it to Mergen yet there, Randy, and got that behind runner.
Braden never looked at first base. He thought for sure being Tyler Schrader chased it, nobody was going to be at first, but Brad Mergen was at first. I think he would have had a better play there than going to second, but again, he never looked. On the scoreboard, Kirby, I mean, it was initially tipped by Tyler Schrader, so Braden Ike, his throw, I don't think Lanco would have been out.
You're going to go base hit?
I would go base hit.
We'll go with a hit there for Sam Eiton. That not an easy play as all around as we get Dale Schrader out of the dugout. Talking bunt strategy right here, I would assume, is Tim Pratt and Nick Burscheidt now out trying to break up the party.
Activity in the Farming bullpen, the draftee.
We got Sammy Hupfer down there, huh?
You got it.
Hupfer, the Lake Henry Laker inning eater this summer. That'll bring Connor Clark to the plate. Connor was hit by a pitch back in the second inning. If they wanted to bunt him to second, you got to assume they're bunting him to third, and I think that's what Dale came out of the dugout to talk about. Tyler Schrader's thinking bunt. He's way in at first base. Clark squares and puts a bunt foul up the first base line. Trying to bunt it to first, and Schrader's ready for you over there. So
He's halfway down the line just about.
We saw Eric Schamberg turn that double play on a bunt when he was all in on a bunt coverage. Ike way over at second as well, ready to replace Tyler. As Mergen set the bunt, this one is put down the third baseline, and that is a beauty. Mergen Fields, he throws, not in time, everybody's safe. Can you roll it better than Connor Clark just put it down there, Randy?
I don't think you can, Kirby. That was placed perfectly. And basically, he got enough air on it that it dropped and it died right there, forcing Brad Mergen to come about 3 or 4 feet from the foul line to make a play on it. It's just, that's a perfectly placed bunt.
You mentioned yesterday on a Trent Gertgen double, just kind of that pitching wedge flop shot right there where it just sits. That's what Clark did. He put it right there. Navratil had to stay home. Now its base is loaded full of Flames who bring the infield all the way in. DJ Krohn, the batter, and he swings through the first pitch. There's nobody out. Lanco's at third. He was hit by a pitch. Eiton singled. Clark singled. They haven't got a ball out of the infield, and they got Brewers everywhere. Mergen's one-strike offering. That is a way to even it up at 1-1. Krohn lined out right to third baseman Ethan Navratil. That was the snow cone catch back in the second inning. As the 2-0 or 1-1 pitch is waved at by Krohn right there. And here we go again, Randy. Got bases loaded, nobody out. Got to make contact. Strikeouts, not your pal right here. Easier said than done with a guy like Brad when he's hot. Mergen ready, gets the sign from 4A. And that'll hit DJ Krohn. And
wow.
A 1-2 pitch. Hits Krohn. Lanco comes across to score the tying run. Moving to third is Eiton. To second, Clark. And the free RBI for DJ Krohn.
Dylan Ponick running down to the bullpen. I think he's just going to go see if Hupfer's ready.
So the infield stays in, and the lineup flips over back to the top in a 2-2 game. It's Luke Harn. Mergen's first offering to Harn. That's hit into center field. One run's going to score at least. Knaus will put the stop sign on Connor Clark. It's an RBI single for Luke Harn, and Lux comes right back with two here in the fourth inning to recapture the lead. They still have the bases loaded, and they got the 2-3 hitters coming up.
Yeah, Luke Harn doing nothing fancy. He knew he was going to probably get a Brad Mergen pitch across the plate after Brad hit that batter before him, and yeah, just lined it in the center, a base hit.
Flame infield stays in. Good speed on the pads as the first offering to Fruth, missing down and away. And I think you brought up a good point, Randy, is after you hit Cronin, you get to the top of the order, he's not going to want to fall behind. So
no.
Be ready on 0-0. Harn was. Knocked it into center for that go-ahead RBI single. As the 1-0 pitch is, that's a pass ball. Swung on and missed by Fruth, but it gets away from Foray. And across to score on the slide is Connor Clark. It is now a 4-2 Lux lead. Crone ends up at third, Harn at second on the wild pitch.
That was a Mergen breaking ball that, I mean, it started out across the plate and it ended up going off of Cody Foray's glove. Again, it probably would have taken out a right-handed hitter. That ball was so far outside.
Three in and two on yet with one down for Lux here in their half of the fourth. Field stays in. And look at Harn. Look at the lead he's going to get. If a base hit comes through, two more are going to come across as Fruth following one off the cleat there. We're going to have a black and blue toe tomorrow.
I think so. But he sucks it up.
It's regions, baby. I want to hit right now. One and two the count to the Lux shortstop. Mergen would love a punch out. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and miss. Ask and you shall receive. As Fruth comes up empty. Big out number one. Strikeout number four. For Brad Mergen. It doesn't get any easier, though, as Derek Orth steps into the batter's box, and that Flame infield has to stay in.
Big in so far for the Brewers, scoring three runs and leading 4-2.
First offering to Orth. That is off the plate for a ball. Derek thus far today walked in the first, bounced out to Ike at second in the third. Mergen's 1-0. That breaks just a little late for a ball. Now 2-0. Good time to hit if you're Derek Orth right here, especially you got that infield in, Randy. Harn gets that extra advantage at second as the 2-0 pitch. That's on the corner for a strike. Now 2-1. 2-1 the count. Over at third base, it's DJ Crone. Luke Harn at second. They each got RBIs as the 2-1 pitch. Orth's fouls this one up the first baseline. Casey Underwood, he wants the ball really bad over there, Randy.
His moves were almost cat-like, like an infielder, weren't they?
They giving quarters out over there or what? 2-2 to the Brewer third baseman. Mergen set. His 2-2 tapped foul at home plate by Orth. Stays alive by the skin of his teeth right there, just getting a piece of it. Stays at 2-2. Big spot here. We're only at the bottom of the fourth inning. Mergen set. The 2-2. That's hit in the air to first base. Schrader over. Ike over. Makes the catch on the run. And I don't know that I agree with the base running move right there by DJ Crone coming off the bag, Randy. He tags
ground.
There. Ike's all of his energy is going the wrong way. He might have been able to score on that play.
Crone would have scored easily, Kirby. He really would have. Braden Ike was headed, he needed the fence to stop his momentum and then turn around. He would have had to fire a perfect strike to home plate.
So a big break for Farming as the infield back to normal depth and the batters Reed Funnenstein. First pitch to Reed. He pops this one foul and out of play. He's bouncing around that new pavement they got here at the Cold Spring Ballpark. Three runs in, but still two on for Lux here. They've recaptured the lead at 4-2. Mergen set, one strike pitch. Funnenstein swings through it, reads in a hole at 0-2. 0-2 the count.
Yeah, Reed Funnenstein, he's got to come up with something here down in that count, 0-2. Brad Mergen.
Yeah, he's got other plans.
0-2
offering, that's Tapped foul by, right off the windshield. Leo, what are you up to?
There's another job for Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Leo, all you got to do is come to the Cold Spring Baseball Park if you're not here. And, make that appointment with Leo.
Set up a kiosk out here, Leo. Count stays at 0-2. Bergen set. 0-2 offering. That's hit in the air to right field. That ball's down. Krohn scores. And the brakes put on by Chris Knauss at third. Harn stays at third base. It's an RBI single for Reed Funnenstein. And that makes it a 5-2 Luxembourg advantage as DJ Krohn comes across the score. Good job by Funnenstein right there, Randy. Just staying alive and punching those balls foul and going the other way with that pitch.
Morgan kept pitching him on the outside part of the plate, kept keeping it outside, and Reed doing what he needed to do by putting it in play on the right side of the field.
Going to get a pinch runner here, John Fish, out of the dugout. He's going to go run.
They batted around, haven't they, Kirk?
I don't consider that batting around.
You don't?
10 is batting around to me.
Uh-huh.
9 is just everyone batted. Around would be back where you started.
Wow. We will have a debate about that.
We can
on the ball next week.
I've got nothing but time as the first pitch.
Is it a fair or a foul line?
It is this pitch lifted in the air to left field. Aaron Eich has it measured. He will make the catch cap high for out number 3. What an inning for Lux. They send 9 to the plate, scoring 4 runs on 1, 2, 3 hits. There were no farming errors. And 2 runners left on base. We've played 4. Scoreboard now reads Luxembourg 5, Farming 2. On to the 5th inning coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Stop by Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring on your way home from the ball game this weekend. Shady's has a fantastic menu to bed down your hunger and a full bar to quench your thirst. Be sure to like Shady's Long Shots on Facebook to stay in the know on their Music by the Lake concert series. Live music on the patio this Saturday and Sunday for your entertainment. Come by land or pull up your vessel by sea and tie up to one of Shady's spacious docking slips. Best of luck to the Richmond Royals and the Cold Spring Rockies from everyone at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring.
Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
Bottom 5 pitching, top 5 pitching with the lead once again is Reed Funnenstein for Luxembourg, and he'll see the bottom of the farming order. And it starts with Tyler Schrader, who taps one foul up the first baseline. Correction in the bottom of the 4th inning. Luxembourg with 4 runs on 4 hits. I said 3. They had 4. So 5 runs, 6 hits for Lux thus far. Airless ball for each team. 2 runs, 3 hits for Farming. Strike 1 on Tyler Schrader on that foul ball. Funnenstein right back. His 0-1 offering. That's in there for a strike. Now 0-2. It'll be Schrader, Aaron Eich, and Will Morgan due up for the Flames. Here in the 5th inning, Big Lux right-hander, his 0-2 pitch, that is off the plate, a little too far on the nibble, that is a ball. 1-2 the count. 1 in the first, 4 in the 4th for Luxembourg. Funnenstein's off-speed pitch, that's hit in the air to center field. Harn going back, now backpedaling, he'll make the catch right at the letters. Tyler gave it a ride, but as we've alluded to a few times, Randall, some grass out in center field here.
There's a lot of pasture out there, absolutely. Hey, some scores over in Region 11C. Kimball leading the Sartell Stone Ponies, bottom of the 3rd, 4-0. And up in Piers, top of the 7th, Buckman leading Upsala 9-0 in 8C.
So one away, Aaron Eich to the plate. Eich, a little cue shot on the ground towards second. Clark will field. He'll flip to Machinsky easily, 4-3. Eich retired twice on the same pattern, 4-3 ground outs, and the batter will be Will Morgan here. And This is what I was talking about with Mergen. When you get with Brad Mergen, Randy, when your team gives you that lead in the fourth, supposed to go out there and get that quick inning. Funnenstein has taken the page out of my book, not facing nine in inning, just going out there and getting some quick outs, try to get back into the dugout. First offering to Mergen. That's popped up foul and out of play. Gust of wind kind of fumbles our papers here a little bit.
And I mean, I've made this reference with a lot of pitchers over the years, too. Some pitchers are totally different when they're out of the windup and out of the stretch. And I think Reed Funnenstein's a better pitcher out of the windup.
Big time, as he snaps a hook in there on Mergen. Willie's in a hole at 0-2. Two down in the top of the fifth inning. Funnenstein right back. His 0-2 offering. That is just missing. Look, there they go again. Half the team on their way into the dugout. Nick Burscheid, the plate umpire, says, nah, hold on. Is the wind picking up a little bit, blowing straight out to right center right now at Cold Spring Baseball Park. The 1-2 pitch, that's in there, strike three. Enjoy the dugout, boys, as Funnenstein retires the Flames in order. That was his fifth strikeout of the afternoon. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We've played 4.5, 5-2 our score in favor of Luxembourg. On to the bottom of the fifth inning, coming up 1 minute right here on KASM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo or Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
We're welcoming you back into the bottom of the fifth inning, and Randall, a new arm on the mound for Farming.
You got it. Sam Hupfer comes from Lake Henry, and Sam on the mound, right-hander, finished his warm-up tosses right now. And so the Flames going to give Luxembourg a little bit of a different look. You go from a hard-throwing left-hander, Kirby, to maybe more of a off-speed right-hander. I don't know, Sam does have a fastball, obviously, but definitely comes with a lot of different an assortment of pitches.
Different looks. Is Hopper ready to go? He'll be greeted by Josh Lenko as Hopper drops a hook in there for strike one. Farming, and you got Winkles and you got Navratil yet, but you are down by three here in the middle innings. So the one-strike pitch tapped on the ground towards second. Braden Eich fields it on the run, flips it over to Tyler Schrader at first, 4-3 to retire Josh Lenko for out number one. That's where you get into the head game, Randy, is making sure you're able to play next weekend by saving some of those bullets. Look over, see some Meyer Grove Grovers making their way to the Cold Spring Baseball Park. Meyer Grove, New Munich coming up half hour, 40 minutes after this one. First offering now to Sam Eiten is in there for a strike. Sammy didn't like watching Brad fall behind, I guess, Brad, or Randy. Hupfer's coming right at these guys. Is Eiten fouling that one off?
Hey, between our game right now and the next game, we will have the Catholic Mass from the St. Cloud Diocese. That is a half hour, so anticipate that coming up. Scott will get that in before the next game starts.
0-2 pitch to Eiten as a little change up right there, or change of pace, I should say. Hupfer bouncing that one over to 4A. 1-2 the count. As Hupfer ready. His 1-2 offering that is down away. We'll even our count at 2-2.
Score update in 4C down in Marshall. Painesville 1, Raymond nothing after 3.
Rockets and Pirates down in Marshall. They had to drive all the way down there to play, huh?
Yeah,
2-2
they did.
Pitch. Eiten smacks this one into right field for a solid one-out knock right there. Is that a, like, 12-team region or eight?
It is four from each.
So eight. Just like us.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the Corn Belt has your Milroys, your Sacred Hearts, your Bird Islands, and Raymonds.
Yep.
and then Painesville, Atwater, New London, Regal.
There you go.
There's your eight. One on, one out, Connor Clark to the plate. This is the part of the order that did the damage last inning, Randy. Randy, as we went hit by a pitch for Lenko last inning. Eitan singled, Clark singled, hit by a pitch for Crone. Single back at the top of the order for Harn. That's how they started pushing him across last inning for Lux. The 1-0 pitch from Hopfer to Clark. That is slashed foul. That'll hit the pavement. Leo gets a break for the moment.
Still loading up that other vehicle.
Yeah, he's only one. He's only one man at
right,
Leo's auto
right.
body.
Well, Jolene is there. She helps out too.
Okay.
Yeah.
One and one the count as Eitan, the late delayed steal, and he will slide in safely. He tried leaving early. He stopped.
Yep, he stopped and then all of a sudden took off running, and throw was late getting there. So it's all about timing when a guy steals a base, and now all of a sudden the catcher wasn't expecting the throw.
That's more of a steal on Foray and Ink than
exactly.
It is on Cody Foray.
On Cody Foray.
Nobody's home in the middle of the night and took off. That's some heady base running right there.
Nobody in the middle, no.
Up for set. Is 1-2 pitch to Clark. That's hit on the ground toward short. Foray bobbles it. Oh, no. Eitan ran right to third base, and Taylor Foray was ready to gun him out, but which we've seen a few times earlier today, Randy, trying to do something before you field the ball, and there's an error on the farming shortstop.
Absolutely. Sammy Eitan was pulling his best Miguel Sano imitation, and Taylor Foray dropped the ball. I mean, it was hit hard enough that he would have been out by probably 20 feet.
I'm glad that's a reference now. That's just a thing that we're saying. I'm Miguel Sano running into a ball hit to your right at second base, and you're running to third base as a throw over here. Clark dives back safely. First and third, one away. Lux is up by three, looking to add on right now with runners at the corner and one out, and a big swing and a miss from DJ Crone. He's looking to double up the lead with that swing, Randall.
He is. Yes, he is. DJ got robbed of a hit by Ethan Navarchil in the first at-bat of his.
As up for set, one strike on Crone. Clark goes on the pitch. That is off the plate, and we'll get it in a rundown right here as leaving right as the throw went to second base with Sam Eitan. Out on the tag is Connor Clark, but Lux wanted another run, and boy, did they get one as Eitan comes across to score. Foray's throw was going down to second. Eitan took off right away. Clark is caught stealing, but he gets the run across.
That play is all about timing, Kirby, and once that catcher releases it, that runner at third has to release too.
Get a good secondary,
yep.
And once he's going through.
And Taylor Foray recognized that too, that they weren't going to get Sam Eitan at home. They got an out, though.
They did.
A lot of teams, you don't get an out on that play, and that's what's really frustrating.
When you throw home and the guy's safe by a mile.
Yeah, and then you've left that guy out at first or second base.
2-1 the count here to Crone as he skies this one into short right center field. Right fielder Will Mergen will call and catch to retire DJ Crone. That does it for Lux in the fifth, but they put another one on, scoring one run on one hit. There was a farming error. And nobody left on base. We've played 5-6-2 in favor of Luxembourg, so says the scoreboard in right center. We are back with the sixth inning coming up in 1 minute right here on KASM.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
It's a Minnesota tradition. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany 107.7 FM, all day and night.